And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Reportedly, House and Senate leaders are close to an agreement on modifications to HB 2, the sweeping anti-LGBT law passed by lawmakers in a rushed special session in March and signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory. HB 2 has cost North Carolina thousands of jobs and tens of millions of dollars as companies have canceled plan expansions, performers have canceled appearances, and trade groups and tourists have canceled trips and conventions. The state's reputation has taken a major hit around the world. But all the rumored versions of a compromise fall short of the best solution to the problem created by Governor McCrory and state lawmakers, which would be an outright repeal of HB 2. The good news is, for all their bluster, legislative leaders apparently now realize they made a major mistake passing the law that has damaged the state immensely. Let's hope whatever modifications they make are based on a simple truth. Discrimination is bad for people, bad for communities, and bad for business. There can be no compromise about that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.